Did I see whose?
Leonardo.
Like Rick Leonardi?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yeah, he put it on his Facebook. It says he did a nice homage
Oh.
face piece of art. It's beautiful.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, how's it going, guys? It is a sad week
Yeah.
here at the NDC camp. It is it's only a sad week because not don't it's been a barrage of weekly celebrity deaths, but it's this one hits a little more, little harder because it's a it hits home. It's Pittsburgh. But this week we saw the loss of Pittsburgh's own Jim Shooter, who in the 80s and I mean, going back to the what the
I want to say
70s, right?
mid-70s, yeah.
Like started working at DC when he was like 14, and then eventually worked his way into Marvel and then took over after Stan Lee, and was the exec editor in chief for a long time. He brought so the some great titles to life, like Secret Wars, the 2099 cycle, a lot of stuff. It was crazy. And he did a lot for comics, and then he went on to be the guy, the founder of Valiant, then Defiant, and then he would just do a bunch of other stuff, and he was still doing things to this day. Like I read a really great article from our buddy Ted Skora, where he actually was actually last week talking with Jim Shooter about a review of his comic with him over the phone because he couldn't do it in person. And it was crazy that Jim was still doing this stuff all the way up to the end, and it was awesome to hear that. It was also just again heartbreaking. I met Jim a couple times. He was always one of the nicest guys I've ever met in comics. I met him I think a year into working at NDC at Century 3. He did a signing up at the store with Ron Frenz. I have a 252 signed by him and Ron. He told the Legion of Superheroes story. It was awesome. He was super, like I said, a super great guy, like super nice. I just can't. It just sucks. But like I kind of saw this coming a couple weeks ago. He had canceled all of his upcoming appearances. So I kind of saw this coming. The writing was a little on the wall. But it just sucked to actually hear that it happened. So.
Yeah. And it's been a bad week overall, in other areas too. Stick with the Pittsburgh theme. We lost baseball legend Dave Parker, who died, I think, the day before Jim passed. And he was just gonna get inducted into the Hall of Fame finally too this year. And he died, what was it? Hall of Fame is usually the is it during All-Star Week or something? It's
Yeah, I think so.
yeah, so it's literally he was about to go into the Hall of Fame and he passed. And he was supposed to be in there years ago, and it's a shame. And he if you're a baseball fan, or a Pirate fan back in the day there, definitely before our time. But I do remember like seeing him and Willie Stargell were like the guys there. So it was sad to see him go. And then I just found out today Michael Madison passed. For those who don't know who He is in a lot of independent movies, such as Reservoir Dogs. You may remember that scene where he cuts off the FBI agent's ear and dances to Stuck in the Middle with You. Very iconic movie scene. He is also Kill Bill. Is he in a couple other Quentin Tarantino movies too? I think he was in almost every
Hold on.
Quentin Tarantino movie I
I
could
think you're
think of.
right. Hold on a second.
Yeah, he was definitely one of the, he was definitely a Quentin Tarantino buddy. Yeah, but I remember him in a lot of other things besides the Quentin Tarantino movies, but they were always usually like small bit parts. He always seemed to play like that bad guy or borderline anti-hero.
Oh, he was also in all the what the hell commercials, the insurance commercials.
Huh.
Remember? Like
How would you
he's
do?
like
I've been killed.
the I'm your blah 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 blah, like
And they got
whatever,
kind of
right?
scared.
Is he the same
No, that's
guy?
another. No,
Is
that's a
that the same
different
guy?
dude.
Ah.
No.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. I'm thinking
No,
of a different
that.
guy. He looks a lot like him, though.
Yeah, they. Are they cousins or something? They might be like
Maybe.
related relation, but
Right.
no,
Maybe.
he's still alive.
All right. Let's see here. Do Death Count. Let's see. Shark Season. You're right. A lot of indie stuff that I have not seen. Arctic Dogs. I saw that.
Yeah, definitely. If you
Once
watched a
Upon a
lot
Time in
of,
Hollywood.
if you watched a lot of sci-fi movies, a lot of sci-fi
Megalodon.
movies.
He was in Megalodon.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Dishonored 2, Talons, Powers, excuse me, American Dream, Sacred Blood, Lumberjack Man, Psych Lady Psycho Killer, Cobra Gator, Water Wars, Ninth Cloud, Hawaii 5-0. He was in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. Walking Dead Season 2, Axe Cop. He was Baby Man in Axe Cop. Lionhead, Nomad. He was in a movie called Ice Agent, weirdly.
Oh, okay. He was Virginia Madison's brother.
He was in Diamond Heist, Terrible Angels, Blue Bloods, Ace of Spades,
Oh, I remember Ace of Spades.
Piranaconda. Remember how terrible Piranaconda
I
was?
remember that.
Oh, he was in an episode of Bob's Burgers playing Kevin Costner. That's
There you go.
hilarious. El Dorado. He's in El Dorado.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Joshua Tree, 6 Days in Paradise, Corruption. Oh, man. 24, four episodes of 24, one episode of CSI Miami. Green Lantern, First Flight. He was the voice of Kilowog. There you
Oh,
go.
there you go.
Oh,
He could have
man.
signed a Kilowog comic for you.
Right. 45 RPM, Break, Vice, Last Hour. Jesus, he was in a lot of shit. Hell Ride, Tooth and Nail, Croc, When the Devil Rides Out, Big Bug Man, Reservoir Dogs. He was Mr. Blonde in Reservoir Man or Reservoir Dogs.
Yes.
Yakuza, Blood Rain. He was Vladimir in Blood Rain.
Yeah.
That I think Reservoir Dogs was the only Quentin Tarantino movie he was in. He was in Sin
No, he was
City
in
though.
Kill Bill because he was Bill's brother.
I didn't see that on the list, but I may have just accidentally missed it. Sin City.
Oh yeah, he was in Sin
Oh
City.
yeah, there it is. Kill Bill Volume 2. Maybe that was because it was a reissue of. And there it is, Kill Bill Volume 1. Yeah, he was Bud. You're right. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that was because it was a reissue of Reservoir Dogs. That's why it came up. He was in Die Another Day.
Yeah. He, like I said, he was in a lot of memorable moments, but he was never in like a large, like he was never like the main actor in anything. He was always like bit parts.
Species 2.
Yeah, he was. Actually, he
Oh,
was in the
man.
first Species, if I
Donnie
remember right.
Brasco. Hold on. Yep, Species 1. He was the
Yep.
press guy. Species 1. Hold on. Oh, he was press in Species 2 as well. So,
Yep.
Blue Tiger. Free Willy. He was in Free Willy.
Oh yeah, he was. I
Fatal
totally forgot about that.
Instinct. Thelma and Louise. He was in The Doors. He played Tom Baker in The Doors. Quantum Leap. He was in an episode of Quantum Leap. Good Lord. Oh, he's in an episode of The Hitchhiker. That's cool.
He
Man,
was
remember that
definitely the
show?
work. Yeah, he was definitely the working man's actor in
Two
every sense of
episodes
the
of Saint
words.
Elsewhere. So, yeah, he definitely was in quite a bit of things. Yeah, you're right. And you're right. The dude I'm thinking of looks like a younger version of him.
Yeah.
The dude I was
The
thinking of before was a younger version of him.
yeah. That he's claimed that actor's claim to fame, besides doing the insurance commercials and being Chaos, he was in SVU. He was in like the first couple of seasons of SVU. He was one of the cops.
So, but yeah, that, yeah. But, yeah, Michael Madsen, bummer.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 67, so it's not
Yeah.
like he was young, but
No,
he
but
wasn't
it
super old either, so.
no, and I don't think he was sick either.
Yep.
That's this is why it was kind of sudden. So I think like the
Indeed,
others,
indeed.
like you said, Jim Shooter was not doing well. Dave
Correct.
Parker had Parkinson's disease, so it was taking it took its toll.
Right.
So but
Indeed.
you know, it again, it's you know, watch next week, everything will be hunky dory. But this week was just one of those days where, or one of those
Right.
weeks where you're just seeing a lot of dominoes fall.
Yeah.
So,
Well, fingers crossed that we don't see much more because I'm really
well,
tired of seeing it, but
there is one person I would like to see on the list
yeah,
there, but
well,
I don't think we'd mourn.
I'm not. I mean, I would still hate to see. I hate to see anybody die, but you know, it would still be sad. It just wouldn't be as sad. That's all.
That would be cheer, you know, that would be me sipping on a whiskey.
I mean, I would still be sad for his family. I just wouldn't be sad for anyone else. So that's the way I'll put it.
Really? I don't
Yeah.
feel bad for his family at
I would.
all.
I would. But anyway, we're gonna not get into that. Anyway. So anyway, yeah. What the hell is that? Oh, that's a pen. Okay. I was like, what the hell is that thing? All right. So coming up, we got some cool shit. Coming up, we have also don't forget tomorrow's 4th of July. Half the stores are closed. Don't go to Elwood, Butler, or Cranberry. They're closed. Closed. All the other stores are like 11 to 5, 11 to 6. So yeah, go early or don't go at all. And then everybody else back to normal on Saturday. On the 23rd of July, we have Ron Frenz coming to Cranberry. He has this giant ass Amazing Spider-Man Archive Edition, Black Suit Costume, Gallery Edition, first cover book that's $125. It's 450 pages, hardcover. And Fantastic Four Fanfare 3 coming out on the same day. Same day. And if you buy the archive edition, we're gonna give you the Fantastic Four number 3. The signings from 6 to 8 in Cranberry. You have to be there. Like, you can't just like call and buy the book and just have them sign it over the phone. Like, that's we're not gonna do that. Like that day. But if you pre-order the book ahead of time, then we might sign it for you. But if you buy the book at all, we're going to while we have enough of both books, because we have about 20-ish of the main regular cover with the 252, and then we have about 10 of the other cover that's a different run cover. You're going to get a free Fantastic Four Fanfare 3. Ron will sign both of them for you. And then you can bring other stuff too. Ron does not charge for this signing. He's just doing it for free. So 6 to 8 that Wednesday, the 23rd, come up to Cranberry. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have one guy, he already asked me in Ohio. I am going to take one of his books up for him. But he's also buying one of the
The
books
program
ahead
was
of time.
successful.
So it's like, you're buying one of the books? Yes, I'll do that for you. Cool. If you want to stop up and do that, we're keeping the store open late. It's normally open until 6. We're opening it till 8. So, but the signing starts at 6. It's going to be a lot of fun. But Ron's worked on so much stuff. Amazing Spider-Man, Thor, Fantastic Four, Captain America, Superman,
They will
Flash,
focus their
all
efforts
kinds
in
of
finding
stuff.
one man who
So
can
make sure you bring out, dig out some
repair
Ron Friend
spell for
stuff, bring
Dr.
it out.
Albert
It's going to be a good
Dellinger
time.
and Vision and
Then
Vision
we
Pearl.
have the following Sunday,
But we
the
thank him
27th,
because
we
he
have
can't
Helltown Comic Con
be
down
here
in
because he's working.
Houston, PA. It's Helltown
Yeah.
Brewing. That's going to be a lot of
6 to 8
fun.
meeting is
Um,
Sarah Yeager, Major
a lot
Nolan,
of
Beckley, Justin Jones.
vendors. We still have a couple tables left for that, by the way.
A single
If you want to buy
fleeting
that, it's
heart which
$25 a
was only
table.
key to
So
finding the
sign up on our
traitor.
website. You can just pay for it on the link.
No one had ever imagined that in the end,
And that's pretty much all we got
it
going
would
on
turn down for
till
one little girl.
till like August sometime. We have something going on later. So come check this out, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. So
Yep.
oh yeah, and sometime in September is local comic shop day, but we'll see how that plays out. So anyway, all right. So yeah, let me get the books ready, 'cause I didn't do that yet.
Well, while you're doing that, I just wanted to let everybody know who's a big excited for Fantastic Four. They did do the final trailer. I think they did it
Was last week, yeah.
last week, but we didn't mention it because we were talking about all the other stuff. But this week we got in the Funkos for
Oh,
them,
nice.
and I have to tell you, Funko stepped its game up with these. Like, they
Yep.
are super like detailed.
I'm excited to see the Galactus.
The Galactus looks pretty cool. The purple's not as bright like as you would think,
Well, it doesn't
but
look as bright as it would on the
on the
movie
com
either.
on
Yeah.
yeah. So you got that. The thing, the texture on his, like the rocky texture on him, it looks better than anything Funko that they've done previously. It looks
Cool.
really cool. So if you're down with Funko and you want to add these Fantastic Four on Funko,
Cool.
they're going to be at the shop this weekend. So.
Well, they'll be at the mills this weekend. They'll be at all the other stores next week. So yeah, go and check those out. All right. Let's talk comics. Then when we're done talking comics, I will talk some more about Ironheart, and I watched the first like I think 4 episodes of Sandman season two today that dropped. So I'll talk a little bit about that. I'll try to not do it. Well, actually, that's not really spoilery, but I'll talk a little bit about it. I'll just do a brief discussion on those later, because I know Justin didn't see it yet,
Yeah,
so.
I unfortunately all my subscriptions expired, and due to financial issues, I'm not re-upping them, so I'm gonna
It's
miss a
fine.
few of this stuff.
It's all right.
I will.
While you do that, I'm actually going to open my Sandman Deluxe Edition Book 2, which I forgot to read. I mean, I bought it a while ago, going, I'm going to read this before the season kicks out. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Never did.
I'm going to see how close it is, because the first one, the first Deluxe Edition, was like verbatim the first season. So I'm going to see how close this is while you do your first review.
Well, we got Medieval Spawn number three. Now, we're continuing the journey of Medieval Spawn with Richard, the kid who he took under his wing after his village was attacked. But first, we get introduced to the Order, which of course is a religious sect. Normal, basic, oh, we're holier than thou type stuff, crusader, Christian styles kind of thing. And their leader, Otto Dempster, whose parents were apparently witches, but he renounced them and joined the order. And he was so talented in his battle strategies and prowess that he risen up to like a captain or whatnot. But while they're him and the order are patrolling, Medieval Spawn and Richard take down a monster. Looks like some sort of troll demon, something like that. And then they meet up with an ally slash kind of rogue mage named Bastion. Medieval Spawn doesn't trust him, but he does recognize his knowledge and his magic prowess as legit and very helpful in situations. So they're trying to summon Aberrest. Sorry, my pronunciation. My mouth is super dry right now. I'd bring a drink with me. And they're trying to trap him. And this demon is huge. Basically, like the size of oh, what's this? Like the size of Lucifer, he's huge. But he's like taunting poor Richard, who wants to actually kill him and just get it over with. But Medieval Spawn knows that Richard can't kill him because he's just a mere human. And he's trying to calm Richard down, but Richard's rage is getting to him. Bastion is like doing this spell, trying to contain him, and he's trying to concentrate. And the bickering between Spawn and Richard gets to the point where Bastion loses concentration. At the same time, the Order and Otto come in, and they're trying to attack Medieval Spawn because they know he's a Hell Spawn. Well, what they end up doing is releasing Avarex, and now Avarex is loose, and he's looking at all like it's going to be like a three-way battle of, the Order, Hellspawn and Richard and Avarex, and that's where the book ends. I'm really enjoying this book. Again, Medieval Spawn's got to be one of my favorite Spawn versions, alongside like Gunslinger and Modern Spawn. So I'll give this like I'll say a 12 out of 12. The story's moving along. We see where this is kind of going. The art is excellent. Like this cover is beautiful. I love this cover. And the interior is just as good. So yeah.
Cool. All right. The answer for these people that want to know about Sandman Volume 2 is it kind of does. It hops around some of it, but it's yes and no. It's still pretty close. So,
I
all
did
right.
hear that one of the bonus episodes is the Shakespeare.
Well, it's not a bonus episode. It's actually in there. The Midsummer Night's Dream episode is in there.
Oh, okay.
But it's not, it's out of order from
What is it?
the story in the books. Because in the books, it's like just a separate story. In the show, it's like, we'll get to that. I'll talk about it. But it is very good. It actually was one of my favorite episodes so far. All right, anyway. So my first book is Gotham City Sirens Unfit for Orbit, number one. So this is so first off, I love the Gotham City Sirens when they get together. Like, I just love it. I've loved every incarnation of them. I have their whole first run. I just think they're hilarious. I'm not a big Harley fan, but I like Harley when she's with Poison Ivy and Catwoman. I just think they're hilarious. So this starts off with Harley's in the shower. Catwoman breaks into her apartment. Harley comes out and wails her over the head with the mallet. Catwoman kind of like disarms her, but by disarming her, she actually disrobes her, like pulls her towel off. And she's like, "Calm down, Harley." And she's like, "Selina?" She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, hey, Kitty, I got questions." And she's like, "Well, first off, why are you dressed like a cat burglar? Like an actual burglar, like with striped shirt on?" And she's like, "Oh, I was trying to keep a low profile." She's like, "I would have also came to your door if you would have answered it." She's like, "Well, I was in the shower." So Catwoman wants her to help her steal this thing. So she's like, "Hold on." So she gets on her phone and she calls Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy is in the middle of getting ready to fuck Janet, the wait or the sidekick friend from the Poison Ivy series. She's like she's just like her sidekick, like her side piece also, I guess. 'Cause like Harley and Poison Ivy are a couple, right? So then at some point, like Harley's like, "Can I like call back and video chat and watch you guys get it on?" And Selena's just like, "Whatever." Like, it was like the weirdest, like, okay, cool. So anyway, the thing they're trying to break into is this club that looks like a UFO called Lunaria. So the place is opening itself to the public for the first time as a one night only open to the public rave. So they dress up like they're going to a rave, and they go into this place. And like Poison Ivy uses like her pheromone stuff like to get people to like let them in with all their weapons and stuff. And Harley's like, "Cool, I'm gonna go do shots until you need me to blow shit up." And they're like, "Okay, cool." So they go and do their thing, and when they get into where they're supposed to be finding what she's looking for, they're looking for this thing called the conduit, and the conduit is actually a kid. But then you find out that this club is actually run by Despero at the end, and that's kind of where it ends. with them finding out there's a kid, Despero finding out that there's intruders, and I will say the writing in this book is freaking awesome. The art is also awesome. This is Leah Williams is the writer, Hanning is the artist, Ivan Palacinia is the colorist, and Tom Napolitano is the letterer, with Terry Dodson covers. This book is just a lot of fun. It's everything. Like if you're a Gotham City Sirens fan, this is a book for you. Like this feels Gotham City Sirens through and through. I'm giving this an 11 out of 12. Like that's how good it was. My only real complaint about it, and it was a very minor one, was that it was too short. I wanted more. And it just it was just a little too quick. And that was really it. Like, but it felt like the classic Gotham City Sirens run, and that's what I liked about it.
Nice.
So if you like it, check it out. I highly recommend.
All right, we got Hellbreed number 8. And it's been a while since this has been going on. I think we left off when they were discovering the pieces. I think there was one issue in between. So this is after that. We find that Deacon trapped in Arlington Cemetery, slowly being consumed by this demon worm. It's not the one that he is possessing because he still has that under control, but it's a different one. As that is going on, we kind of get the Hell Hulk's origin story in this issue. And it starts out with Severin growing demon seeds, and this is where how Hell Hulk became to be. And you see like this little baby Hell Hulk that Severin pulls out of like this little cement egg. Pretty interesting. And then we kind of flash forward to the present as Severin is combining, is finished completing putting Hell Hulk together at the Hellfire facility. And this is where, like, the doctor and all the other I want to say crew are there. And they're like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Yeah, you better run." And we flash back to Dakin, where he finally awakes and escapes as he transforms and tears into the worm, and then he's trying to get back to what's going on. We're flashing back. We see how Hell Hulk becomes full grown. And when he does that, he's like typical Hulk. He's all rage, no thought, and he's just attacking everything in hell, including Mephisto. Like he takes Mephisto kind of like Loki did in Avengers the movie, and just kind of beats the ever-loving crap out of him. Mephisto has no can't. He can't handle that kind of power being thrown at him because that's not the way he deals with things. And just as you're seeing Hell Hulk grab Mephisto by the neck, we get kind of transported back to the present where Dakin finds the whole Hellfire facility basically destroyed. The doctor, he. Dakin finds the doctor. She's the only one left alive. Everybody else is like dead. And she's like, "You have to stop the Hell Hulk. You have to stop what's going on." And as he does that, he hops on his motorcycle and does the Ghost Rider thing and starts trying to search for Hell Hulk. While he's doing that, there are people on the streets just doing insane just being insane. They're doing things they would never do. My best example of this would be if you remember the Justice League with Dark Justice cartoon, when everybody was losing their minds because they were seeing demons in their head, and they were doing like the lady was running over all the civilians with her car, and people were jumping off buildings, and this is what's going on. And Dakin's trying to save as many people as he can, but he's also trying to track down Hellhawk at the same time. And when you see this semi truck with Hellhawk in a magic circle, just raging and emanating just pure evil. And that's why everybody is reacting the way they are. And that's the way the book ends. I'm really kind of enjoying this. I love the deep lore. I love the fact we're getting a lot of Mephisto action, which again, you will probably bring up about this with the Ironheart. I think this would be
Spoilers,
a
bro. Spoilers.
yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I kind of hard to spoil when it's all over the internet. How
Right.
many memes I've seen of Borad colored red is beyond me. Way too many. But still looks better than a certain person that's orange. So, yeah, I will give this an 11 out of 12 just because I was a little, it's a little confusing with the flashback and flash forward in this book, but the story makes sense and it's moving along. It's not stalling. And I can't wait to see what happens in, like with this hellhole. If he becomes like a permanent thing, like a sidekick or something, that would be kind of cool.
Cool.
Because it kind of seems like he is. So we'll see how it goes.
I want a Hell Hulk.
I want to see a Funko Pop of Hellhole.
All right, my last book, because I only read two books, it's Absolute Green Lantern number four. So this book actually is kind of cool because you actually get to see how Joe became the Green Lantern. So it starts out with Hal and Joe talking, and she's kind of like, "You need to control your shit." And he's like, "What do you mean?" And like, "What you did, whatever." And his black hand kind of takes over, and they're trying to get the nerve to go out and actually try to kill Abin Sur. Like, they have a flashback, and she goes out and talks to him, and she's like, how could you have killed everyone?" And he just is like, "Sojourner Mullen." Or Sojourner Mullen, which is her actual name, be without fear.
How do you know my name?
And she's like, why did you kill them all? He's like, them all, I do not understand. And he's like, the only people that actually died are the one dude who ran into the force field with his speed, and the other person who tried to shoot me. And the other person who got hit in the ricochet, everyone else was is not dead, but they are part of Oa, they are part of the green, they are part of the light, they are part of their progress, they're in the second stage of progress, they are part of the Omega Alpha, they're in the second stage, their remains are in progress. And she's just like, what does that mean? Like, what do you mean? They're alive? And he's like, yes, they are in Rao, they are in Sur, they are in Arrow, or Air. And it's like, initiates must be selected, initiates against the darkness. Be without fear, Sojourner Mullen. Fear Quard. Fear the weaponers of Quard. Now you have the understanding, judgment is in process. And she's like, wait, what do you mean, be without fear? Or be with fear? He's like, what do you mean? And he started glowing. And before she could do anything, she didn't think about it, and she just reached out, and she had a gold ring on. And when she reached out, her hand went into him, and her gold ring triggered the gold So because the gold, the yellow is what they're is what Green Lanterns are its weakness to, it like triggered this crazy like light thing, and it actually turned her into a Green Lantern as an anomaly, and his whole ship like went up in the air, flew back down, and then exploded, and that's how she became a Green Lantern. And then you find out that Hector Hammond in this world is actually tr coming to try to find out what's going on, research everything. So I thought it was kind of cool that they spun Hector Hammond in there too. So you're kind of expanding the universe a little more. But you finally get to see how she became a Green Lantern. So I'm giving this book, it had a lot of really cool like lore change and like lore exploration in it. So I'm giving it a 10 out of 12. I really enjoyed it. So, and the art's fantastic. So, can I just say how much I love this fucking cover, by the way?
I actually I some of the variant covers way nicer. I think the 1 in 25 looks pretty sweet. Someone already bought that one, but Wolverine number 7. Now we finally get Logan kind of back to normal, like typical mopey, woe is me, Logan, that we all know and love pretty much. Even in the alternative universe, he's still a mopey guy. And of course, Kitty is talking to him and, talking about like the usual, everybody's afraid of me. We don't know what's going on. They don't know if I'm back or not. This, that, and the other. While they are talking and he's dealing with what he did, Dr. Provisich is basically being punished by Omega Red and Magic as they drag her into limbo, because she basically lost the Winter Soldier. And as that is going on, we flash back to Logan seeing Sabretooth, and basically they butt heads, but not in the normal way where it's I hate you, this, that, and the other. It's more of you were supposed to, he promised to take care of him so he wouldn't have fallen into I want to say they call themselves the Imperium or whatever. Hey, whatever
Right.
they
Like the whatever the weird KGB thing they're
thing. Yeah,
working
the
for, yeah.
Russia, the USSR, whatever you want to call, it. And he's very angry about it in general. It's like the usual, kind of F you, Bob type deal. While this was going on, the doc is continue being tortured in limbo. Like they do some, you see some serious stuff going on with that poor doctor. You feel bad, but you kind of don't feel bad. But she's definitely getting tortured in limbo. And then we get back to where, the opposition is having a meeting, which they're welcoming Wolverine, Logan back, and incidentally during this meeting, he gets his code name of Wolverine during this meeting, as Sabretooth kind of made fun of him, saying he looks like a I forgot what the name for Wolverine in Russian is or how it's pronounced. But they basically said Russian. That's what Wolverine, they called him that in Russian. He's like, well, what does that mean? And they're like, I think it means Wolverine. So he christened, he is now Wolverine. So that's kind of cool. That's definitely different than the 616. And at the end of the book here, after being dragged out of limbo, the doc is telling Colossus and Magic and Omega Red about she has a plan and a theory on how to use the cerebellum, which is Cerebro, in this world as a weapon against the opposition. And that is where this book ends. This was very quick, but it was very good because it gave you a little bit more of a
Maybe we could start with why
what was
you
going
started the
on.
fires in my embassy.
But you also get the usual
Thanks, Will's trying to kill
Wolverine,
me.
you know, woe is me, which I'm sure
Kill me,
everybody
Spencer.
missed.
Help me.
But I will give this a 12 out of 12.
Does someone
This
have
whole
to?
series is, it's got to be my favorite Ultimate series. I know a lot of people love the Ultimate Spider-Man one, but I have to say I love where this went. I love finding out the different mutants that are fighting in the Ultimate Universe. So yeah. Yeah.
Cool. And stop sharing. So while you were just doing your thing, one of my friends apparently just finished watching Ironheart.
Oh,
So
yeah.
let's talk a little bit more about Sandman. Because it's not really spoilery. So the episodes I watched were basically the gist of this season is Sandman wants to get his queen from the first queen of the humans back from hell. So which is a storyline from Sandman. So and also Delirium wants to find Destruction. Okay, the brother that's never around.
Yeah,
So
the one that disappeared.
right. So they kind of weave these two stories together. Because I believe in the original books, they were two separate stories. I don't think they were the same
Yes.
story overlapping, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in this version, there's two stories
Oh.
overlapping. So first
What
off, the girl playing Delirium is awesome.
is
Like,
happening?
real good. Real
Right.
good. So make sure you check that out.
That is mine.
So
Okay.
they do the full
What exactly are you
episode
assessing?
where or the full issue where he
Assessing.
goes to hell
Okay.
looking for the girl.
You're going to
Well,
kill
the first
me.
episode is like their actual story, like together,
Not
right? Like him going to
even talking.
her, like why they shouldn't be
You know
together.
you're coming.
That kind of thing, and like the meeting of
Okay.
the
It's
endless, and
alive.
like why,
Your small
like
children.
that there's going to be some big
You know.
crazy thing that happens, and it's going to start at
We're
this
talking
meeting,
about what we're
right?
talking about here.
So
Talking, talking,
you meet the
talking.
other endless, you meet
Your
Destiny, you meet
past.
Delirium. I
Doing.
think you met everybody else the other one. You
Yeah.
meet Death, just
Maybe we should just stop
Desire, and
completely. That's
what's the other
all
one? Despair, right?
Yep.
Because we didn't meet Destiny yet until this season, and we didn't meet Delirium until this
Finally.
season. So
Yep.
those are the two we met this season, and then we haven't met Destruction
Stop.
yet.
You certainly
Although
don't
you do see him
understand the
later.
process.
So
Unless you're
anyway,
locked in. You're locked in here. And I'm the one with the gun. No.
so that story kind of kicks off.
You are not
So
me.
he goes to hell looking for her.
You just bought.
Like it does the whole where Lucifer's like, fuck this, I don't want to do hell anymore. Hell is closed, here's the key, cut my wings off, here's the key, you're now in charge of hell. And he's like, shit. So then there's like a whole episode of who's gonna get the key to hell, right? So if you guys have watched the Lucifer show, this is where that storyline happened, like where that came from, right?
Yep.
Because this is where Lucifer goes, I'm leaving hell, bye,
Yeah.
and goes off into the world, right? So Dream is actually the one who cuts off his wings and whatever. So there's this whole thing. So the way that Midsummer Night's Dream was woven into there is during the to figure out who's going to get the keys to hell. He holds this grand ball, right? And at the ball, like Thor and Odin and Loki show up, the demons show up, chaos shows up, the elves show up because they have a tithe with hell that they want to not have to pay anymore. So they're basically trying to get them to not have hell open anymore. And then angels show up because they want to find out, God is interested in finding out who they choose, who he chooses to give the keys to, right? So in one of the during this, the one elf girl that's there tells, like, she can't sleep, so she runs into Dream while she can't sleep and says, like, oh, we've actually met you, and then goes into the story about how, like, he and Queen Titania, like apparently he must have like had some kind of affair with Queen Titania, and King Oberon was pissed. So that's why the elves like were like, fuck this, we're staying in our realm. And at some point he Dream talked Dream in Dream inspired William Shakespeare to create Midsummer Night's Dream, does the tent in the woods, brings King Oberon and his court in with Puck and all those guys to watch it, to show them, hey, you will never be forgotten. And it kind of heals that wound, right? So that's kind of cool. Like that I think was my favorite episode so far. Because it was very, very just well done. There was although the last episode I saw was pretty good too, but I think that was my favorite one so far. And I like it. It's going pretty fast. It's but I think they're doing the first half of the season and then the second half of the season. Because I think I watched four episodes. I have two more to go, and then there's seven more later because it's 13 episodes a season and it's only two seasons long. I'm really hoping to see how that goes.
Well,
So far so good.
this will be the unfortunately due to Neil's personal issues.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the weirder part is like some of those people are now recanting their stories and saying that stuff really wasn't as crazy as it actually was. So it's come it's starting to kind of go into that who do you believe section. And
We doing Diddy 2?
no no
Is
no 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 Oh, the Diddy thing is totally different because
this
there's video proof of that, sir. Which is totally mind-boggling about that whole
my
shit.
wife
But
is
that's oh
angry
yeah.
about
That's a totally that's a whole different realm of
that.
bullshit. But the Neil thing is like it mostly was his word of his word against hers. But a lot of it is now like you're seeing a lot of there's a lot of I guess things where it is now you're finding out where it's a lot there was a lot more consent that than was originally said, because now the girls are like, there's proof that the girls are now going, that was a lot of fun. Like, when do we get to do this next? Can we do this again? I want to do this again next time. Thank you. Like, let's do this again. So, consensually, like that kind of thing, or something like, or it's like, it's very like something has happened where it's now starting to sound like it was actually consensual or something. I don't know. That's what I heard. I'm
No one's
not
gonna know unless you were actually there
right
at that time.
exactly. Either way, it doesn't really sound great, but it probably was somewhere in between. It's probably not great, but not as bad as it originally sounded.
I thought it was a little weird that it took him getting a Netflix special for all the sudden people to come out. Like, this
Yep.
dude was famous way before him doing the Sandman Netflix special. I
That's
mean,
why I'm like, I don't think it was as bad. Like, I don't think it was nearly that. There might have been some questionable shit, but I don't know if it
but
was
it's
that
what
bad.
happens in closed doors between consensual
Yeah,
adults.
exactly. And that's why I'm like, I think it was somewhere in between. I don't know. But that's not, I don't know. Wasn't there? We'll see what the courts say. I don't know. Anyway.
But because of all that stuff, though, unfortunately, no, it was supposed to get a season three and a four, and they nixed it. And of course,
And that's why
that's
I think they're jamming these two stories together, right? And I think that's why it's also 13 episodes and not 10, because I think there were going to be 10 episode seasons. So I think that's it.
Well, what it was 10 last season, but then they added the bonus episodes, which were the animated
Which
stuff.
actually are the first two issues of the second volume of the graphic novel, like the cats and the Calliope issue.
Which I love. Those were fun.
Because I was like, as I opened it, I was like, hey, wait a minute, I know these. So,
Well, I kind of wish if Netflix doesn't want to do live action anymore, how about we just do all animated Sandman?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter. The point is they don't want to pay Neil Gaiman money, is the thing. And
That too.
that's,
Well,
But
again, that's
whatever. Anyway, all I'm saying is the show as itself, as a separate entity, is very good. Because the piece of art that he did,
Hold on, which is
like it or not, is very good. Like him or not, the story that he wrote was a very good story.
This is the case of you separating the art from the artist.
Correct. It is still very, very good. So all right, now we'll talk some more spoilers, even though you kind of spoiled it a little bit. So we'll talk some more
Well, the internet
Ironheart. I
technically
know
spoiled
the
it.
fucking
Trust me,
internet.
I was trying to avoid it because
Listen,
you messaged me all excited, and I'm like, something must have happened. And no sooner than I click on Netflix or I click on Facebook, and all of a sudden I see memes going. I'm like, God damn.
I went, all I said was, my post is something like, to all you haters who didn't want to give Ironheart a chance, you're wrong. I was like, the first half was a lot of set story set up for the second half. The second half was all action and payoff. And it was very good storytelling. And they did a great job with going, we're going to pace this out and go, here's the beginning chunk so you get to know who the characters are. And then the second half is, here's where all the action is so that people aren't just plowing to the end, right? And they're not just getting spoiled right off the bat, right? So there was like 2 weeks, 2 weeks in between, I think.
If you feel like
So
you're on the wrong road,
the
silence.
so I so originally I watched this show because I was like, okay, I'm watching for the hood, I'm watching for Zeke Stain because I love the hood. I think the character's great, and the guy who played him is fucking nailed it. Holy shit, did he nail it? The guy who played Zeke Stain nailed it. Now both Han Solo actors are definitely part of the MCU now. It's great. I like the take they did with him too, because they didn't make him like, 'cause in the books, they actually made him look like a almost like a robot. 'Cause he was like the Iron Man 2.0, right? 'Cause he was part of the Matt Fraction run from the 2010s. And he basically, like, instead of it being a suit, he actually basically turned himself into a cybernetic android, like fucking Terminator, basically,
Kind
right?
of death lock.
Yeah, kind of. So this version of him, he made like almost like organic stuff, like organic armor, kind of, right? So there would be like little probes on his, like on his skin in places, but most of it just looked like him. So the hood breaks him out of prison and like rebuilds him with his own tech, but doesn't tell him that he puts this basically like safeguard in there that he's basically going to be his bodyguard and he won't let anybody hurt the Hood, and he'll listen to anything the Hood says. So if the Hood says jump, he will jump, and he literally does that in one of the episodes. He's like, if I tell you to jump, and he just starts jumping, he's like, yeah, exactly, like that. So they, you know, so Riri goes and is like, I guess we're gonna have to figure out how to fight magic with magic, because she figures out, she takes this piece of the Hood's hood to Zelma. Well, takes to her mom. Her mom is like a sort of witch, like she practices witchcraft. She isn't like a real, she's not like a sorceress witch, right? But her friend and her friend's daughter are definitely sorceress witches. In fact, she, the older one, practiced at Kamataj, then got pregnant with Zelma, brought her back to Chicago,
Watch
raised her
it.
kid in
Speak.
Chicago.
You don't have to.
Zelma is the kid from Doctor Strange who had the brain maggots, who ended up becoming the librarian girl, who is then the
You sound
head,
like a
is the
baby.
main character in Strange Academy.
Oh,
Follow me?
crap. Yeah.
Okay. So they figure out that the piece of the hood is actually a conduit for Dormammu, right?
Oh.
Which is like that in the, it's like that in the books too. So that
Yeah.
was cool, right? So you then start to think, okay, so he got this from Dormammu.
Yeah.
But in the last episode, or so then she's like, all right, well, I guess we're gonna have to start fighting this sucker with magic if we're gonna have to fight him. So Zelma and her mom start trying to figure out how to power her new suit, because she goes and fights she fights the Hood's gang and gets her butt kicked by Zeke after she beats the shit out of the gang. And I mean, she does this awesome like punch the truck, and as the truck's flying over, she like flips him the bird, and which is like where, if you've seen that meme, that's where that came from. And then like Zeke just beats the shit out of her and rips the suit apart and takes the empty suit back to the Hood. So she's like, all right, I gotta rebuild a suit. She's like, but I gotta find a power source that's gonna power it enough to be able to fight this guy. So I guess I'm gonna have to fight magic with magic. So she talks to Zelma. So they go to her stepdad's garage to build this new suit, and they build it out of his old hot rod, okay, which is red and black, which is why she has the red and black suit at the end. So that when they power up the suit,
So it's like Vin Diesel or
oh
something.
yeah, it's
Fast
totally like a Fast and the Furious
and
moment.
Furious.
It's
It's
beautiful.
all
It's
about
fucking
family.
beautiful.
Yeah.
But like the whole team comes together, and like, you know, like Zelma's doing magic and getting shit prepped, and everybody else is just, you know, doing their thing and putting everything together. And so they finally go to power up the suit, and she powers up the suit, and Zelma goes, are you sure you want to do this? There's always a price. And she's like, yeah, let's do this. I have to do this. Let's go. So she powers up the suit, and as she does it, the Natalie AI disappears, and she can't get it back online. So she's pissed, right? So she figures out that must be the price. So now she's even more pissed because she had to fight. She had to power the suit with magic. That was the price she had to pay. She now lost her best friend twice. Okay. So now she goes and fights the Hood. Well, first she fights Stain, and she beats him, powers him down. Doesn't kill him, powers him down. Reboots him, kind of. Then goes and fights the Hood. You know, beats the Hood up. But during this last episode, you find out how the Hood, why the Hood was, what the Hood's end game was, and how he got the Hood. So his end game was actually that he was actually trying to steal from his dad, who, when his mom died when he was like 14, kicked him out of the house and onto the street. And his dad is like super loaded. So he was trying to break into his dad's house and steal a bunch of money. And when the security came, he left and ran. And as he was running, he ran into this tunnel, and guards were coming from both sides, and all of a sudden you see Sacha Baron Cohen with a beard and long hair in the hood, and he's like, he says something like, "Well, it doesn't look like you have anywhere to run. Do you want me to open the door or what?" Something like that. And he's like, "What? What are you talking about? What door?" And he's like, "That one." And like the door, a door to the pizza place just appears. So then they cut to them sitting in the pizza place, and they're talking and they're having pizza. And the like he keeps looking at this family in the back that's keep being loud, and all of a sudden, like he just looks at them and they all just shut up and just sit there silently. And he's like, "Did you do that?" He's like, "Yeah, you want me to do it to the whole city? I can do that." And he's just like, "What?" And like at this point I'm going, "Holy fuck, is this finally happening?" Like in my brain, I'm like, because this is not the random human personification of Dormammu. But I'm like, "Holy shit." Because at first I'm like, maybe it's just another sorcerer. Maybe he's just being another sorcerer. I'm like, there's no way they're finally doing it. There's no way. No way.
After how
You know?
many
Right. I was like, there's no way.
theories?
Yeah, there's no fucking way that they're finally doing it. And then he says, "Tell me what your deepest desire is." And I'm like, "Oh fuck, it really is it." And he tells him, he's like, "Shh, don't bullshit me. Tell me what it really is." And he finally tells him, and he's like, "All right, I can do that." He's like, "But tell me more." And he's like, "I can do that too. More. All right, I can do that." And he reaches his hand out and they shake hands. And I'm just like, "Holy shit, no way." And then he gets up to leave and he's like, "All right, well, I'm out." Like, he's like, "That's it?" He's like, "You forgot your cloak." He's like, No, this is yours. This is yours now." And he puts it on him. He's like, "Doesn't that make you look like a king?" Because he wants to be a king, right? And he's like, "Doesn't it make you look like a king?" And this stuff. So you're just like, "Holy shit." So that was the backstory of the hood. Fast forward to the hood fight. They Riri beats him, you know, because we all know that was gonna happen. So she then meets with him in the pizza place after the fight's over. Okay. Sits down with him and he's stirring like a cup, and he pulls the spoon out. You see his reflection, which that is the only time you see him in true form.
The red floor there.
Yeah, in full red face, glowing eyes, everything. And then at some point she goes like she says something like, "Okay, Dormammu," and he just starts laughing. He's like, "Ha, Dormammu, that fucking little piece of shit, he's not worthy enough to kiss my ass." And she's like, "Well, then who the hell are you?" And he's like, "I go by many names, blah blah blah." And it's like, "You can call me Mephisto." And as soon as he says it, like the demon voicey thing happens, and I'm just like, freaking out, because it's like 1:30 in the morning, and like my wife's asleep, and I'm just like freaking out because I stayed up to watch this show that nobody really cared about, and I'm just like trying not to scream. So but it was awesome. I was it, it like he played that so well, and then there's more stuff that happens too, but I'll let that go. You guys should watch it to see what happens. But it sets up for a champion show. It sets up for a Strange Academy as well, because there's one cutscene in the credits, one. But it he plays Mephisto so well that I was like, this is better than both of the live versions we've had before. Like, because we had two versions of him in each of the Ghost Riders movies. There was
Did
two
we?
different actors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, two different versions.
Yeah, we had what's his name? Shit.
I mean, I
Jane
can look.
Fonda's husband. That I know he's married to Jane Fonda.
Oh, hold on, I'll look it up.
some normal type thing.
Although I did like him with like as the human version, he was really good. He was diabolical, but
syndicate experiments, but they can do this with him.
good Lord, where the hell is he?
Now, will you tell me where Elizabeth is? Swear to me that you're not going to hurt him.
Peter Fonda.
Peter Fonda, there you go.
He was in the
Okay.
first one.
Yes.
And then in the second one.
Was there Mephisto in the second
Yeah.
one? Okay. If you lied to me, I will kill you. Oh, yeah, he was awful. I did not like him as Mephisto. I can't
Yeah.
pronounce his name, but I'm looking at him right now because
Wasn't
I
it
think
Jay Stefan?
it
Or
no,
no. It was
it's Ciarán Hinds?
Oh
Hinds? Yeah.
yeah, Ciarán Hinds or whoever.
Yeah.
But it was called but he went by Rourke in the
Yeah.
movie. But he was actually Mephisto. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
but it was
he was a lamer Mephisto. I
yeah.
preferred Peter Fonda
It,
was a
indeed.
better
Yeah, Peter
version.
Fonda was actually a very good Mephisto. But Sacha Baron Cohen, holy shit, dude. Like legit,
Well,
holy
he's a
shit.
very good actor. Like he's been
Yeah.
all the goofy stuff he did. It takes a really good actor to be that goofy like that
Yeah.
and then turn around and be in a very serious role, which he's done a lot of serious roles recently.
Right.
He's, I know everybody knows him as Borad.
Yeah.
And what was the one where it's Ali G,
Yeah, Ali
Ala
G.
G,
Yeah.
yeah, those are the ones that kind of got him in the door. But since he's been in Hollywood, he's done a lot of more serious. And he's really good at what he does.
Right.
If this works out and if Marvel doesn't ruin him as a bad guy, don't kill him
Well,
off in one
I mean,
movie. Let's
I
not do
think
that.
I think if they're gonna if they're serious about doing Midnight Suns,
Yeah,
that
they need him in there. Yeah.
he's gonna fucking
Which
crush that.
that's gonna open for hopefully a Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider.
Well, even if they just do, I'll be honest, even if they did Midnight Suns as a TV show instead, like if they did as a mini series instead of a movie, where it was literally just Blade, Ghost Rider, Morbius, maybe, just those
If they
three.
get
Yeah,
the
which
rights back.
God knows they probably will.
Well,
Even
actually,
I
did you hear Sony canceled their Spider-Man
spin-offs. Yeah, yep.
spin-offs and stuff?
Yeah.
So now they need to do a Spider-Man movie this year,
No, it's next year. They're
next
well,
year.
Brand New Day's next year. So,
Okay,
yeah.
but it's after that they don't have any Spider-Man stuff. So the rumor mill is they are negotiating with Marvel to possibly sell Spider-Man, all Spider-Man characters back to Marvel.
Well,
If
now
that
that,
happens, ooh.
but now that like but the kind of the bubble has burst on superhero movies, it probably is the time to do that.
Yeah.
But also like if they do that, I guarantee they'll go, we still want a cut of the Spider-Man movies. We just don't want as big of a cut as we were before.
But if that means Marvel gets control of Spider-Man again and they start doing Spider-Man the right way and we
Well, I
start
mean,
getting
yeah, but I
legit
mean, but the Spider-Man
things.
movies they've been doing with Tom Holland were Marvel Spider-Man movies.
Yes, yeah, but I mean legit movies like with a legit Venom. Like
Well,
not.
no. You mean all the peripheral Spider-Man villains that were done with just Sony being
Yes,
done in the
yes.
Marvel universe.
Get
Yeah.
a proper Kraven. Get a
Yeah.
proper Vulture. Get a
Well, no,
proper.
Vulture, that Vulture is technically Marvel.
Okay. I didn't know
So,
if it was or not, because
nope,
they
that's
from what I remember, what the agreement was is pretty much any character aligned with Spider-Man is under the Sony umbrella. Just like when Fox owned anything with Fantastic Four, any characters that are intertwined with Fantastic Four, Marvel couldn't touch. Like, that's why you didn't see a Namor for the longest time. That's why you didn't see a lot of Galactus and Silver Surfer, because technically them and Fantastic Four are intertwined. It gets the ball rolling, is what I'm saying. I don't, like I said, this is all rumor and speculation, but the fact that Sony has completely kind of gone, yeah, you know what, we're not doing Spider-Man stuff for a while, and they let that lapse.
The three Tom Holland Spider-Man movies are canon Marvel now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but the ones before that are not, except for the fact that they sort of are because of the third one having the loop
Having
ins.
the, yeah.
So.
But it, like I said, all the other characters that like we've kind of been wanting, you know, I want to see a, as much as I'm not a Spidey guy in general,
Yeah, same.
I do want to see a traditional Spider-Man universe, like animated series kind of thing. Like I want to see Tombstone. I want to see Hammerhead. Like the tier below, like the Sinister Six, but
Yeah.
Marvel can't do them because it's under kind of the Sony thing. And also, if they appear in Marvel, people that don't read comics are going to be like, why is he here? He's, or who is this guy? And those who of us who have read comics or have watched the animated series are be like, dude, why is he involved if Spider-Man's not in here? And it makes no sense. So it's that fine line of the legal of rights and all that fun stuff. But you know, one can hope and one can. I didn't think they'd get X-Men back or Fantastic Four back from Fox. The fact that Disney bought all of that and it's paying off in dividends, because now we're going to get legit X-Men, because I think they started leaking some of the still shots of the new Avengers movies, and you're seeing like legit X-Men in X-Men outfits, legit X-Men outfits, not the black leather, not the Grant Morrison outfits. So.
Marvin just told us in the chat that the Daily Beast broke the Superman review embargo and then pulled the review down after 5 minutes. But if you Google it, you can find it. So I just did. I'm not going to tell you, but I will
Is
tell you. I'm not going to say which way it was, but I'm going to tell you if you want to read it, you definitely can find it. So if you are
it?
interested, people, you can find it because it comes out next week. I just said, oh, you definitely could find it. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to go see it and make my own opinion because that's how I usually do this. Because I've usually not agreed with critics for the last, I don't know, 15 superhero movies. And I actually usually don't agree with critics on James Gunn movies. Because I usually don't like them that much. They're usually a little too forced jokey for me, but a lot of people love them. And I will but I'm I have high hopes because it's a little more light than the Snyderverse stuff. But I don't know. I like the casting. I think it looks at least kind of fun. I think if nothing else, it'll be a fun way to kill 2 hours. So, yeah. So go check that out if you really want to check it out. I'm gonna not do that because I don't want to ruin it for myself if it's bad. So yeah, you guys can just go check it out. But have a safe and fun 4th of July, guys. Don't blow any
Yes.
fingers off. We want you,
Yes.
you need those fingers to flip through boxes. I'm just telling you.
Please, please, please do not fire off your guns in the air like a bunch of
Oh yeah, please don't do that either.
redneck
Oh my God.
morons. That's
Please,
the last thing
God.
we need.
Oh yeah.
Let's everybody be intact and alive after
Yeah,
this
that'd
fourth.
be
Yeah,
great.
let's do that.
Yeah.
We need some good news this week.
Yeah. Get some barbecue. Go have some fun. I'm going down to Altoona to ride bikes with a buddy of mine on Sunday. It'll be a good time.
I got a family reunion. Actually, my dad's been listening to us
Yeah,
during the podcast. So
I was just gonna
you
say,
met my dad, so
yeah. Your dad's pretty cool, yeah.
you got to see one half of my DNA there.
Yeah,
So
I was like, I can see where you get a lot of your traits from.
you never met my mom though, dude.
No,
Ooh.
but you get like you have a lot of your mannerisms definitely come from your dad.
Yes,
And
yeah, I
holy
do.
shit, yeah. So, but he
Yeah.
was a very nice man. I hope to
Yes.
meet him again. Very nice guy. I
Yes.
hope his travels are safe. I hope he has a great weekend with your family.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. As always, go and support your local comic shop. If it's not us, it's still cool, but it'd be great if you did. You can shop ndcomics.com. You can follow us at New Dimension Comics, all one big word, at your favorite socials. You can follow Three Rivers Comic Con at the number three, Rivers Comic Con. Other than that,
I was gonna say, come
yeah.
down to the mills this weekend. We're open all weekend. Actually, I think this weekend is the reptile show down there too.
Oh yeah, there you
So
go.
yeah, there you go. So if even if you're not in the comics,
Yeah.
right direct like right on the other side of us, the reptile show goes on at the Mills Mall
Yeah.
every first Sunday of every month.
Yeah.
So you know. There's a lot more room now because more stores disappeared. So
And because a lot of people bought a shit ton of books last weekend, Justin could pin out a lot more dollar books in the dollar room.
exactly. I've been
So,
refilling that like crazy.
yeah, so there you go. More books to shop. So go check it out, guys. We'll see you next week. Thanks again so much, and we will see you next Thursday. All right.